This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. In East Central North Dakota, Portland area farmer Greg Tickeson just finished spraying fungicide on dry beans for mite mold. With no spring wheat to harvest, black bean harvest is the next item on Tickeson's list.
But I'm guessing probably in a month from now, I would say. So we're keeping an eye on that. If the weather, you know, if it stays damp and cool in the mornings, maybe we'll have to spray some more white mold. But, you know, where they're growing, they look really nice, but there is drowned out, and it wasn't ideal conditions. So when we planted, and there's fields here and there that look really nice, and there's spots that are really nice, but I don't see a big, huge edible bean crop, that's for sure.
The growing season in north central North Dakota started out dry. However, the tides have changed. In the Rugby, North Dakota area, farmer Steve Friddle says once the area started getting rains in July, the row crops started to flourish.
Yes, so once we did start getting some rain, the row crops look really good right now. The beans have really got a lot of growth, getting some pods on them. Corn looks really good. That being said, get a shot of rain. That would really help.
And that's the dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network. Catch up on the most recent updates by visiting rrfn.com and just search for the dry bean scene. This program made possible by BASF, the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company.